the Red was the longest reigning monarch of the 10th century, outranking his nearest rival, Edward the Elder, by over a decade, and his father, Edgar, by two. He ruled for 38 years, a reign full of incidents and eventually conquest, when the kingdom succumbed to Danish invasion and Ethelred was succeeded by Canute. Simon Keynes, the great scholar of his reign, has warned against viewing the reign teleologically, that is, judging it in the light of the king's failure to withstand the Vikings, and seeing it as doomed from start to finish. In his book on the king, Keynes divides the reign into four phases: a youthful period from 978 to 984, when Ethelred ruled alongside a council consisting of his mother, Alfthruth, and a number of leading councillors of his father's, especially Bishop Athelwold of Winchester, the leading monastic reformer. This is followed by years of independence from 984 to 993, which Keynes dubbed slightly with his tongue in his cheek, the years of youthful indiscretions. And then this is followed by a phase of maturity from 994 to 1005. And the final phase is from 1005 to 1016, a period of great trauma and invasion. So I'm going to adopt Keynes' classification because it is useful as a framing device and it prevents this problem of too much retrospective judgment on what was in fact an extremely long reign, which went through different phases and movements.